How do I begin mailbag today? I should be inspired, but strangely enough I'm not. No. What a confession to have to make, and the weather absolutely perfect. Skies are blue. How's that for being original? The clouds don't look as if they contain a drop of moisture. Hail to thee, blithe spirit bird, thou never wet. Who said that? I think it was Shelley. Ode to a Skylark. Take down your anthologies of English verse. You might find it. Not quite sure which page. Just depends which anthology you're using. Anyhow, they don't look as though they contain a drop of moisture, the clouds do. They might just do so by this evening. Weather being what it is here in Central Europe. The pink spring blossom. That's also not very original. It's my night for being unoriginal. This pink spring blossom, apple, peach, or what you will, has been gently blown from the branches of the trees that line the avenue along which I drive to work each day. I said I'm not inspired. I'm not much inspired, perhaps. Incarcerated in offices and studios. Unless, of course, the red light's on like it is now and I'm talking to you. Though my guess is that if the weather is anything like this where you are now, then you won't be indoors listening to radio. I mean, there are better things to do after all, aren't there? You'll be outside enjoying the glories. That's also very original. You'll be outside at the edge of the swimming pool, perhaps, something cool in your hands, enjoying cool in your hands, or something rather hot. I don't know. Depends how you spend your afternoons, isn't it? Outside, at the edge of the swimming pool, something cool in your hands, enjoying nature. Seriously, I mean, who wouldn't want to spend a day like this out in the sun or taking long walks through the country? That's my personal preference. Just reacquainting yourself with the reawakening world of nature. It's getting increasingly difficult to do even that, mind you, in Central Europe or in Belgium today, though I believe that they're slowing down the pace of their suburban concretization. I like that. Concretization. Strong. Or if it isn't concrete that they're sending skywards, then it's asphalt that they're covering green country with. More buildings for more people. More asphalt roads for more cars. And more cars for more scrap heaps. What an irony, you know, the 20th century enigma. You just can't get around it, can you? I wonder what some of those romantics of the last or the early part of the last century, like the Wordsworths, the Byrons, the Keatses, the Shelleys of this world, or once of this world, would have had to say about it, or die a second death almost immediately before they'd said it, I should imagine. Still, we shouldn't dwell on the morbid side of a beautiful day. The sun shines down equally on the concrete and the trees, and both, in their own way, provide shelter when we need it. And one day, they'll think of a way of doing without trees altogether. They'll make them out of concrete as well, and even the dogs, in the end, won't know the difference. I mean, those anonymous men that spend their own lives shut up in laboratories, they'll think of a way to create the right effect, you know, the authentic, synthetic smell of the woods and the grass and the ground, and they'll even dream up a way of making dogs out of some synthetic material as well, just to complete the synthetic dreamland we're all marching towards.